Posadas. Is there? You said you're more music.
I do have more music, but man, I'm trying to think of Posadas. Like that's good food. We had some. It's not in Greenfield, but we had El Navalito over the weekend, and that was also very good. That was never a disappointing meal from them. But yeah, no.
Where's that?
That's the old Roberto's.
Oh yeah. It's Turner's Falls, Montague, blah blah blah.
But it's still good.
It's its own little hub.
Yeah, it's very close to home. That's why we're like, we'll get that. It's close. Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. Music. We have some new music from bands we've never played before.
Yeah, and you got some Nickelback coming up?
Yeah, Nickelback, some Taylor Swift, they're all coming up.
Inner machinations of my mind are an enigma. We'll be right back.
That's Knock right there by a little Lotus Tape. Now, as you can see, the tempo is starting to change a little bit. That was more mellow, but it wasn't as upbeat as the, you know, Soul for Real. I mean, Sonique song, Soul for Real. I don't know where that came from. So that's Sonique song. So it is going to start to pick up.
Candy Rain?
Yeah, I don't know why I just said Soul
that's
for Real.
That's not even...
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know where that came from, man. It's the dementia kicking in early. I don't know what's going on.
You're in a weird day today. Huh?
Yeah, I really am, man. I'm struggling. Like, it is not easy today.
The sugar is taking the blood to your belly.
I can't concentrate because my stomach's trying to save me from dying, I guess.
Your stomach is trying to save you from dying?
Yes. Too much sugar inside the system. It's like, what are you trying to digest right now, man? What is all this? What are we going to do with this? Shoot it out in paste form in a couple minutes.
Can't put it back in the toothpaste.
That's I don't want to put it back. Ugh. Sorry, everybody. That's for those of you experiencing
visuals.
So, yes. IBS.
Did you even say the name to the songs already?
Yeah, I just said it when we came in. There was only that one song, Knock, by Lotus Tape.
But did you do the ones before them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure, I certainly did. If you'd like me to say them again, I can.
Well, I mean, I don't mind.
I mean, I said Domino's by Jungle. Elsewhere,
you did,
by
right. Yeah, because you had food in your mouth.
Yeah, I had pizza because I was caught off guard because of my greasy fingers. Your fingers are too fat for this keyboard.
That is not what it says. It says one typer at a time.
Right. So before we get back into the music, are there any movies you wanted to talk about?
Because I want to talk about Trap. I really like Trap.
Let's get into
it. I'm a fan of M. Night Shyamalan. I think most people...
What? How many of his movies do you like, and how many of them do you not like? Because I can think of like four that I'm like, these are good movies, and I can think of the other ones that I'm like, these are garbage movies.
Right, okay, so garbage movies because of it was so obvious to watch, or like it was just didn't make sense at the end?
No,
or
just predictable, and it was a waste almost. You'd be like, come on.
I think the first one that I was starting to be like, okay, I'm not really into this anymore, is the Lady in the Lake, or the Lady in the Water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine was that before Signs?
I think it was after Signs.
Because Signs for me was the dead... I was like, nope, I'm good with this one. I don't want to do that anymore.
No. The one with Mark Wahlberg is the one that I was like, this is kind of dumb.
That is the one where the planet comes to life?
It's just plants. Plants.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, people are lying on the grass, and the grass is, like, stabbing them.
Eating them.
This
twig hurt me.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Lady in the Water?
I think so. Lady in the Water, I think it was called.
That was, I kind of liked that one. The more I watch it, the more I like it. The other ones, obviously, in my opinion, the good ones are Unbreakable, Glass, and was it the one where he has multiple personalities?
Oh.
What is that called?
It's not... Oh, man. you're going to make me do this.
Sorry.
Yeah, those are
the ones that I like. Those, they all tie together. Those are the movies, and this Trap.
Split, excuse me.
And Trap, I think, is really interesting.
Okay, so Unbreakable, Glass, and Split, I liked all of those.
Yep.
Sixth Sense, that was great.
Yep.
That
was like his best one.
Trap was really good. The Village I enjoyed.
I did not, and I thought that one was predictable.
You thought that was predictable?
I did.
Okay.
I did think that was predictable.
I will say, I don't know what Knock at the Cabin is. I didn't see that one. I didn't see The Visit either. Those are 2015, 2023. But Signs was 2002. Yeah, I think that was his first. No, that was his first.
Sixth Sense came up for all these other ones.
Unbreakable is 2000. Sixth Sense was 1999. The Village was 2004. The Lady in the Water was... The Happening was 2008. That's Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
After Earth.
Which one had...
What?
Wasn't Tom Cruise in one, or is that a different one that I'm thinking about?
That's not... What are you...
I don't know.
I'm thinking After Earth is Will Smith and his kid.
That was an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
I think so, because it's all in his stuff.
Okay.
Directed by.
Didn't watch it.
Same with The Visit? I got nothing.
Didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I kind of faded out after a while, but there was only ones that I was like, these are good, these ones I'm not going to go back to.
Once I saw... Yeah, once Split came out in 16, that's when I started watching stuff again. Oh, you didn't watch Old...
No, but I heard that was interesting.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
I heard that was good. That's the beach one, correct?
Yeah, I
want to watch that one.
I don't know what the Knock at the Cabin is. Oh, that's the one with, what's his name there? David Bautista.
Oh.
It's, you have to kill someone for the end of the, for the world to keep going.
Like, someone here has to,
that's really, that's.
I might have to watch that one,
Same.
But yeah, so Trap. Interesting concept.
Yeah.
Interesting concept.
Josh Hartnett. Hartnett?
Hartnett.
Yeah, I think that's the first movie he's been in quite some time, and it came out of nowhere.
Perhaps.
And for him to be like the trailer does not give anything away that we won't talk about. Like, the trailer tells everyone who the bad guy is and what the plan is. The whole point of this movie is they're trying to catch a serial killer at this concert because
it's a trap.
Yeah.
They know he's going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense now.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, sweet. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of things that make you question things throughout this whole thing. I like the twist. There's more than one.
There are a few, but then there's also a couple of holes.
What hole?
Surveillance cameras is all I need to say.
Oh, yeah. In an environment like that where things take place, you definitely would have people watching things. If something just took place 10 minutes ago over here, I'm going to be watching that video and going, who else is in that place?
Yeah. So there are a couple of things that have, like, if it's just me alone, I'm like, no. They would have caught him already. They would have caught him by the middle of the concert.
Yeah, especially when the fryer. The frying.
The fryer situation, first off, why are those
things on the counter? How did he get back there so quickly and put it in there and turn that thing up so fast?
You're right.
Like, no one saw him.
There's no way he did it without even going over the counter. He had to go over that counter. There's no way he didn't.
What, dude, you saw him turn the temperature up.
Yeah. But how did he do that
so quickly? And why did that girl stand there for so long watching?
What do you mean?
Why are these bottles in here? What are those doing?
I got that. So I see what you mean by a hole.
I mean,
there are good parts of the movie. You're like, man, like, I feel his
anxiety.
If that's the word, yes.
But
you're like, man, how am I going to get out of this?
The pressure of him being hunted.
That is done well in that movie. You feel it. If you don't feel it, then I don't know what, there's something right. But you feel that watching this movie. It's like, holy cow, I feel like, how's he going to get out of this? How am I going to get out of this? Like, it's good. I thought it was a good movie. Some holes, but good movie.
Same premise. Craven. That movie was great. I don't care what the internet says. I really enjoy it. Why are you breathing so heavy?
I'm not trying to breathe on the microphone, so I'm breathing away from it.
It's going right into it. The movie itself was better than what people on the internet are saying it was. I liked it based off of how it starts, first off. Like, just showing him get into this building was awesome.
It was a good origin story with a little bit more to it.
Yeah. I hope there's a second one, because how that ends is
open-ended,
but also giving you the impression of what you might have thought was his character could be going in a different direction. Like, because you feel like...
Yep.
I feel like this whole movie, he's trying to be a good person. And then at the end, it's just like, what's the point of running from that?
Yeah.
Just be...
Just use what you have and do what you can with it. And if that makes you a good bad guy, then you're a good bad guy.
Yeah, he's a... Well, Yeah, because he's thinking he's doing the right thing. Exactly. You're stopping someone from... Yeah, because the people who are mixing animal DNA to start doing things... Yeah, yeah, yeah. He thinks they're stopping. So yeah. That makes sense. He thinks he's doing the right thing.
All I can think of is Wreck-It Ralph. It's just because you're a bad guy doesn't make you a bad guy. Just you're a bad guy doesn't make you a bad guy.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's a good bad guy. He's doing... He's a Boondock Saint bad guy. He's taking out the bad guys.
Yeah. However, he's a bad guy. Now I just hear Zangief.
Yeah. I feel like I said bad guy like 10 times in a row right now. Not bad guy. Zombie.
That's so funny.
We love that movie.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. It's a good one. Really good.
It's a good movie. It's even the second one's good too. I highly recommend that one. Get back into it.
Yeah, yeah, just because we're running out of time. Listen to Griffin Show, folks. 107.9
Again,
BMTV.
Picking up the rhythm now. Picking up the
You don't I'm sure it's not mellow anymore.
No.
Badadan. Anyway, we see them, we a bang pan another one. Boss up 4-5, Nanko 1, Remington. Anyway, this Balaton, them in a Killington. Bad man, you know where vibes can done. Vibes can done, we kill a sound, wife a fun. Big bad man from outer England. Bassline drop, I tell you who is. Badadan, bad from me bad. Where you get your mother from? Thing where me get? Coulda come from Afghanistan. They no want see this cross make me up in a me hand. Bad man, you know me vibes can done. Lyrics them a fire like a bullet from a gun. Big bad man from outer England. When me lyrics start fire, watch out some wire. Yo, walk with the rapper pam pam. From a guy this day program, shatter slam slam. Them say them a bad man, me a fi hawk. Which one? When we a fire shot, pull pin and fling bam. Them dead be a fi trample them like kings. Dogs pull up by your foot and none of them no sing song. Balaclava pan face, matic in a hand. We not have time for waste. With the rapper pam pam, shatter slam me better than.
Nobody better than we. Nobody better than we.
Nobody better than we. Better than.
booyaka, booyaka, MB run the dance. Booyaka, booyaka, we no take part, no talk. Booyaka, booyaka. Incredible. Mr. Lee Deep on the Mighty Gentleman, pretty general. Keep up on in my style. Wicked and original.
Oh,
But it ended that way, but it ends it that way.
It's ending that way.
It's ending that way. Yeah. That right there. So coming in for the first song was Badadon by Chase and Status and Bo. And then it was Incredible by M-Beat with General Levy. And followed by So Good, the radio edition by Vital Elements and Mickey Finn. Some of you might know Mickey Finn, some of you might not. The band that he was in back in the UK back in the 90s is escaping me, so I apologize. But he's been around for quite some time doing that, so look him up. He's fantastic. I'm telling you, Mickey Finn, you will not be disappointed. That is, we're keeping it. I wanted to pick it up towards the end, so that way, yeah, your Saturday night show, like, all right, mellow, all right, just in case we are going out, we got something to do. We got
It's mellow.
It was mellow, and then it wasn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was working, and then it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it worked well. It went well. I think so. I like those songs. Bada Dun, that was a good one, man. I mean, these are all new songs, man. New songs. And yeah, Saturday nights, man. Get them going.
It's not,
but when it is, because when we replay, because we have our replays on 8 to 10s, get some folks going.
Yeah, but if they know the show is supposed to be mellow,
no.
I mean,
they just flowed together.
It's the Listen to Griffin Show, folks. We are 107.9 WMCB, mcb.net. I'd say it's the time to start calling it a night, wrapping things up, packing things away.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
I don't.
Don't forget, we do have guests on the 29th. That is not a Tuesday
or a Wednesday.
Not a Tuesday or a Wednesday. It is Saturday. And that's the 29th. It's going to be doing things. It is the...
It's a week from this Saturday?
A week from this Saturday. Tiny Seed Project. TinySeedProject.org if you want to go check it out. Tiny Seed Project is who's going to be here the 29th. I'm giving you plenty of time to look him up. And it's 10 days from now.
Yeah.
But thank you for joining us. It's Listen Griffin Show, 107.9. WMCB here in lovely Greenfield. I'm going to shut this off and start another show. Yeah?
Yeah. Thanks, folks. Woo-hoo. Thanks for coming.
See you.
Reset your radio to 107.9 to make sure you never miss these funky tunes.
1, 2, 3, 4.